You may be aware of everything that's been going on in the Tshwane Council over the last few months. Some people think it laughable. I think if you're living in the city, it's not such a joke, because of course your services have been compromised. First by that public display of affection between the former mayor, Stevens Mogalapa, and his MMC, Sheila Sengubuke, that eventually resulted in her resignation and his too. That was of course followed by a number of incidents in which the Tshwane Council just could not get it together. They could not re-elect another mayor. There was trouble over the speaker, and every meeting just seemed to collapse. The last one ended with the ANC and EFF walking out. And subsequent to that, it became quite clear that something else had to be done. At this point, it was decided that the Tshwane Council was going to be dissolved, and it was going to be placed under administration. Now, that, it appears, is quite a process. We heard today that the Department of Cooperative Governance has agreed with the Gauteng government that Tshwane must actually be placed under administration. And we wondered what that meant in view of the fact that the Gauteng Premier David Makhura announced the executive has decided the council must be dissolved. So let's bring into the conversation Dr. Sam Koma. He's a HOD of research at Mill Park Business School. Thank you so much, Dr. Koma, for joining us this evening. So what does it actually mean? What does it mean? Lovely to have you with us. What does it mean that the COGTA department has approved the decision to dissolve the Tshwane Council at this point?
Yes, John. What it means in simple terms is that the formal process which the provincial government, headed by Premier David Makhura, has followed a constitutional process. So in terms of Section 139, subsection C of the Constitution, which provides for intervention that can be executed by the provincial government in the event a municipality has failed to fulfill its constitutional obligation by invoking that section, which allows for the dissolution of the municipal council. So the provincial government has followed that step. The next step was for the provincial government to refer the decision to the COGTA minister. And subsequent to this process, the next process is for the National Council of Provinces to also deliberate on the matter. So they've just followed that constitutional process, which is within the purview of the provincial government, the COGTA minister, and the next step is for the NCOP to look into the matter.
Dr. Koma, how long does the NCOP process take?
Yes, the Constitution says the dissolution takes effect upon receipt of notice by the council, by the NCOP. So it means we're still within the 14-day period, which lapses on the 25th of this month.
Right. Unless
NCOP sets aside the decision, which is unlikely,
right,
given the numbers the ANC has within the NCOP. So the NCOP is likely to ratify the decision of the minister and of the provincial government.
So give me a sense of this. If the NCOP goes ahead, what happens after that? I suppose it informs the Gauteng Premier in writing of this.
Yes, exactly. Then we get into the 90-day period, which the Electoral Commission has to then prepare for the new election of the council. So it will be sometime around June, July the latest, which will allow for the Tshwane residents or the voters of Tshwane to elect a new municipal council. But in between this period, before end of this month, the provincial government, headed by Premier Makhura, has then to appoint an administrator who will oversee the running of the affairs of the metro. And that administrator will have the powers, which are executive in nature and also legislative in nature, since the municipal council has been dissolved.
And
so once a new municipal council is elected, then the administrator ceases to operate.
All right. But of course, there's a period of 90 days before that happens when the administrator is in charge. Can any dramatic or drastic measures be taken by the administrator to ensure that certain aspects of service delivery, which have been neglected in the interim, are actually fixed?
Exactly, Joanne. That administrator will have unfettered powers. He or she will be able to take any bold or decisive decision which has to do with either getting the governance of the municipality back on track, either dealing with any malfeasance, any financial governance issues, and also issues related to lawmaking or any bylaws which have to be amended or put in place. So that administrator will exercise both executive and legislative authority without consulting with anyone.
Thank you so much for filling us in on exactly what this process entails, Dr. Sam Korma, HAD of Research at the Milpark Business School.